That murder, that assassination has become a political wedge issue is insane. I can see them going around with one of those shows of hands at a big debate when there are like eight candidates. Like, now, which of you here condemns political assassination if it's of Republicans and MAGA right-wing types? And they all sort of hesitate to put up their hands because at this point they're playing to their constituency. Obviously, the guy doesn't fear a backlash among his constituency. He probably has gotten secret applause for it. My question to him at a debate would be, okay, we know that you fantasize about murdering children. How close have you ever come to doing it? What's the line? What's the line with you? Is it just something you use to entertain yourself and your friends, or do you actually consider doing it at times?
You'd have to go through it with him. You texted that you had talked to her before about your penchant for wanting to murder Republicans. Clearly, there was an earlier conversation. He's now denying that it was, as she claimed, his texting partner, who was a Republican moderate in the Virginia State House. But she says it was a conversation in which he said he wanted to see cops get shot. And I totally believe her. I believe every word she's saying, and I don't believe his denial. But in any event, when you picked up the conversation about now shooting the Republican House Speaker at the time in the head with two bullets, that was doubling down on your earlier sentiments about wanting to see cops shot dead, right? Like, how did your thinking evolve? And then when you picked her up the phone to call her and triple down on the messaging and she hung up on you, what made you then text more about wanting to see the children die and their mother? I mean, like, just walk him through it. You could completely eviscerate the guy just by sticking to his words.